We're talking with Joe Lombardo, longtime peace activist from the Del Mar area. Had been involved with Bethlehem Neighborhood for Peace. We particularly talking with him in his role as co-chair of the United National Anti-War Coalition. Joe, why don't you give us a brief introduction to UNAC and maybe some of the upcoming priorities now that you know President Biden. The new commander in chief.
Well, UNAC is a coalition of anti-war and social justice groups. It was actually started in 2010 right here in Albany at a very large conference of about 800 people. And one of the reasons it was started was because we saw the anti-war movement go hide kind of after the Biden, after the Obama administration, and we don't want to see it again happening with the Biden administration. Sometimes it's easier for some people to fight against wars when there's a Republican administration, not a Democratic administration. But the present Democratic administration has continued with the policies of the previous Republican administration. So it's very important that we keep up our activity. We're doing a number of things around Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen. Just had days of protest on Yemen on the 25th of January, and many other issues. Today, one of the big issues that's starting to rise up is the mass upsurge in Haiti, which you're not hearing very much about on the U.S. media.
Now, one of the things that, me being a little naive, surprised me a bit was that the president intends to continue to recognize the illegitimate alternative, you know, coup d'etat government of Venezuela. But I also understand that he's having some problems with Ecuador.
Well, yeah, there was a progressive government in Ecuador that actually gave Julian Assange refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And then that was replaced by someone who represented himself as a progressive, a guy named Lenin Moreno, and turned out to be a real big puppet of the United States and followed all of the dictates of the United States. And they now have voted him out. His person, the right-wing person, came in far distant second to two progressive candidates that are running. And the United States did everything they could to work with him, to get him elected, to try to suppress the vote in Ecuador, as they do often here in the United States. And so hopefully things are going to turn up in Ecuador, but the United States is doing what it can to keep in this right-wing government.
And you mentioned Haiti. What's been going on with Haiti?
Well, there's another interim government in Haiti who's been very right-wing, has been sponsoring death squads and gangs that have been suppressing people's movement, which has been on the rise quite a lot in Haiti. And his term is up. And so they decided to have elections. He decided not to have elections. He said his term is not up and he's not going to give it up. The Supreme Court in Haiti said, yes, your term is up, and actually appointed an interim president to take his place. And he's refused to step down. He's increased the repression. The United States is backing him to the hilt. And the masses have come out in the streets in gigantic numbers. You're just not hearing about it in the U.S. media. So the anti-war movement is starting to back the masses in the streets and calling for a free democratic election in Haiti and to get rid of the U.S. puppet government that exists there right now.
Now, one of the few, I guess, I'm sure it's flawed, but, you know, somewhat bright spots of the Obama Biden administration in terms of foreign policy was at least coming to some agreement with Iran on nuclear and other stuff, which, you know, got thrown out by Trump. You know, how is Biden reacting to Iran now that he's back in power?
Unfortunately, he seems to be going along with what Trump did and not with what his administration as the vice president under Obama had done. As you know, Trump unilaterally withdrew from the agreement. For a long time, Iran kept with its part of the agreement, even though the U.S. withdrew and imposed incredibly harsh sanctions on Iran, including not allowing medicine during this pandemic. But Biden, instead of going back to the terms of the agreement and saying, okay, let's reestablish it, he says, well, to Iran, you got to go back to the terms of the agreement first, and we're not going to lift the sanctions. Once you do, we will renegotiate those terms. And we want certain concessions. We want not just you to get rid of any nuclear program, even though they claim their nuclear program was just for nuclear energy, not for nuclear power. We want you also to get rid of the missiles. But the United States has been attacking Iran, and Israel has been attacking Iran, and its missiles are its defense. So they have said that's a bridge too far. And so it appears that the Biden administration is not going back to the agreement that was negotiated under Obama. Instead, he's sticking with the plan that was imposed by Trump.
Now, you know, a couple of things that Trump did was, you know, both create a space for us, and he's also moved the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. I guess Biden has at least opened up some communications with the Palestinian authorities. But, you know, what's going on with the Space Force and, you know, in the Middle East in general, particularly Israel and Palestine?
Well, the Space Force, the anti-war movement looked at that and it was a very terrible move. It brought the arms race up into space, and it's just increasing the arms race by doing that. So instead of moving back and stopping the Space Force, which was started under Trump, Biden has said he's going to keep the Space Force. So it's going to increase the arms race and bring it up into space. There are international treaties saying that you can't do that, and that you can't put military equipment on the moon. You're not supposed to be using space for military reasons, but the United States is doing it, and Biden is sticking with it. On Israel, Trump brought us in a terrible, terrible way. He said that that the Israelis can continue illegally to take over the land of the Palestinians. He moved the embassy, as you mentioned, to Jerusalem, which was, you know, Jerusalem is a shared city among various religions and various nationalities. It's not just the capital of Jerusalem, and that's what Israel wanted, and that's what he did. And of course, they made this incredibly terrible deal with some of the Arab countries to recognize Israel and basically abandon their support for the Palestinians. And we haven't had any real moves on the part of Biden to overcome any, to go back on any of these terrible moves that are done by Trump. Hopefully he will, but we haven't seen any of that yet. And it's turning out worse and worse for very many people. You know, more and more states are passing rules that you can't say anything negative about Israel. You can't support BDS. Abby Martin, a journalist, was denied the right to speak in Georgia and has a case in the Supreme Court because she has done a movie around the plight of the Palestinians. And so they discontinued her ability to speak at a university in Georgia. So she has a suit against that. So on many issues with the Palestinians, we're seeing any kind of mention of the Palestinians in a light of support, or any kind of talk about the bad things that Israel has been doing to the Palestinians, is actually being censored out of our entire ability to speak to the media or anything else right now. So,
So we've been talking with Joe Lombardo, United National Anti-War Coalition. In the last 15 seconds, Joe, if people want more information about UNAC, participate, how do they do that?
To UNAC, peace.org, UNACPEACE.org. And you'll find out the campaigns that the anti-war movement is doing, how to join with us, how to strengthen the anti-war movement. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Joe. And this has been Mark Dunleavy for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.